Hello and welcome to the second channel for Tales from the Trip. I'm your host, the Trip Keeper, and on today's video, we're going to be doing a Wojak test to see which kind of Wojak I am. Now, if you guys are unfamiliar, let's read this right here. Wojaks are a family of popular meme characters which are used in a variety of creative ways online. As ubiquitous symbols of relatable human emotions transcending cultural and linguistic barriers, their versatility and adaptability are used to express a wide range of feelings, from sadness and regret to nostalgia and joy. Their popularity stems from their ability to capture the essence of universal human experiences, providing a platform for shared understanding and emotional resonance. Which Wojak are you? For each of the following statements, indicate how well it describes you below. Now, I love using these memes. I use it. They are very relatable. Like, there's so many of them you can use. Whoever created them, shout out to them, because it's very cool. And, everyone can relate to them, of course. And I've been using them in my thumbnails. And, of course, for this video, I'm going to be using that for the thumbnail as well. I have an idea what I'm going to do. We'll see. But shout out IDR Labs. This is actually a really great website. I took the autism spectrum test on here. I took the last personality test on here too. They just got so many quizzes on here you can take. You could take the IQ test. You could take a fucking political test. You could take a racism test. Like, there's so much shit you can do. Luckily, I found out I was not a racist. Thank God. And you could also do like a homophobic test on their homophobia test. I did not take that one. Maybe I'll take it next. I don't know. I'm just not going to do those tests for YouTube because that could be a little tricky online. But with Wojak, nothing, you know, it's not going to do anything. So yeah, let's get started here. There's 30 questions and it's already 9:04 PM. I started really late. I took a nap and, now my night is just completely different. I put a lot of effort into making my home welcoming, a welcoming and orderly place. Neutral, because I usually, no, I agree, because when the time does come, I try to make it nice, but like when nobody's here, nope, don't care. I believe couples should be committed to each other for life. Well, I mean, if they're dating and they're married, yes, I think that they should be, you know, with each other, but I don't know. Wait, should be committed to each other if they are together forever. Like, if they are dating or married forever, then they should be together. I'd have to agree with that. But you know, there could be some sort of, I don't know, like a boringness to it. But if you love them, why would you date them if you don't love them? You know, that's the one problem people have in life. You go into relationships and you go in it and you want it to be nice, but it's not. And you just do it because you want to be in a relationship. And that's where the problem lies. And so I just have to agree, I guess, fully. I work hard to achieve my goals and don't let others sway me from accomplishing them. That's totally true. I mean, I don't let anyone tell me what to do. If I want to go to Walmart, I'm going to Walmart. No, I don't go to Walmart. I really hate Walmart, honestly. Walmart's like one of the most terrible stores ever. I hate it. I don't care if they got cheap stuff there. I will not step foot in one. Ugh. I had to stop going because it's just, there's so many problems, especially the one by me, the closest by me. Dude, every day you hear a new story, something happened there. But yeah, no, I try. I don't, you know, even if I got to work on it, even if I got to, you know, not go out with friends or something, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do my YouTube channel. You know, I'm going to do that. Nothing will stop me in the way from getting that shit, because, you know, it's a lot of fun, especially now, you know, if this podcast Trip Sitters with Vivek that goes off, you know, that could be something else added to it. So yeah, that'd be fun. I also came up with a good idea. I think it would be cool if me and Vivek would talk about, you know, different British and American, you know, traditions and stuff. Maybe not just about drugs, but just about anything. Like, I'd like to talk about that. And also, if you guys know any psychiatrist, if you guys are familiar with any, or like, you know, addiction specialist people or psychologists, I would love to have them on. I feel like that could be a really interesting conversation. So if you know anyone willing to do that, please let me know. Message me. Even if you are one, if you're watching here, you want to be private, we can stay anonymous. I won't tell anybody. Just, I mean, we're going to keep the rules of the psychiatrist room, and we're going to keep it for you. We're not going to ask your name. unless you want to, you know, we're not going to only if you want to. Like, I just want to ask you good questions. I have a lot of questions about medications I would really like to ask. So yeah, if you know anybody, or if you are one, message me, DM me, comment on here or whatever. Just let me know. Yeah. Cause that would be I think that would be a great episode. I struggle to overcome setbacks in my life. Disagree. I usually overcome it. You just got to be calm in every manner. You know, you don't want to overstress about everything. I just stress about the stupidest stuff, not about what's actually stressful. I get over that pretty quickly. My research has unearthed startling conclusions about a major world topic that would startle most people. Yeah, I usually get in those discussions, I'd say. Yeah, it's tough out there. I have opinions that would frighten most people. Disagree. I'd say I'm pretty logical. People are freaking me out with the stuff. They just, everything is available online, and they come to conclusions about stuff, and they just say the dumbest shit sometimes. I'm just like, dude, what are you even talking about? I'm an avid reader of fantasy novels. Nope, not really a reader of anything. So, yeah. But I am an avid reader of trip reports. Now, some of them, hey, maybe there are fantasy novels in those, but I could definitely write one if I wanted to. Like, I've written a couple. There's one on the channel that was mine, and it was real, but I haven't said it was me, you know, so it's an anonymous one. But, yeah, it was me, and, yeah, I wrote it. I thought it was pretty nice. And then, you know, even that one I did, yes, I wrote for the Hawaiian Beef Wood Roast one. I thought that one wrote out pretty well, but I wasn't Adderall that day, so yeah. But it was just the wall of text, like, bruh, no wall of text for you, buddy. But no, I do not read fantasy novels. I really don't read any books. I tried reading Carl Jung, the psychology book. I got through like 20 pages, but I'm like, I'll set this down for later, and I just never picked it back up. But yeah. I'm open-minded and willing to change my own beliefs. Oh, of course, happens all the time. People think my views are offensive. All my views, no. Some of them, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't say. I mean, there's views I have, and then when I look online and it actually ends up being offensive, I'm like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't think that then. But you know, most of the time that doesn't happen. Maybe when I was a teenager, I would have fully agreed to this, but I'd be in between neutral and disagree. Now, I put disagree because most of the time now it's just, yeah. Many of my romantic partners have thought that they could fix me. I wouldn't, I mean, I say that about them, you know. No, I can't even tell you if that's what they were thinking. So I'm going to have to say neutral because maybe they were, but I don't know. It's important to be respectful to others, even if they have different opinions or beliefs. I totally agree. But they should be definitely respectful of you, too. That's the problem. Like, you could be respectful of someone else, but then the other person's just like, nope. What are you talking about? You suck balls. Like, I hate people who are very strong about their opinions. Like, I'm strong about mine, but I'm open-minded about it. Like, I'll be like, okay, yeah, no, I mean, there could be, you know, this could be wrong, but hey, you know, I'm open to it. I follow current trends and recommendations. They often point me in the direction of things I will enjoy. Fuck, I don't like going in the direction of where people are going. I hate TikTok. I don't like anything. The only reason I have TikTok is to post damn segments I could post on Instagram. So TikTok is a definite no-no. No damn whatever's on there. Like, I don't. Maybe a couple I follow, but not most things. I can easily soothe myself when I'm feeling down. Neutral, because it's like half the time I do, half the time I don't. I get excited about things like board games, Dungeons and Dragons, or sci-fi conventions. Well, those are like three different things right there, because like I never been to a sci-fi convention. I played Dungeons and Dragons once, but I do like board games. So I have to say neutral, but I feel like I would like to go to a sci-fi convention. That'd be kind of fun. Sitcoms and reality shows are a great way to unwind. I mean, they're not really reality. I have to disagree. I used to like them, but nah, I don't anymore. But Seinfeld, you know, that was a sitcom, though, and that was winding me down. You know what? Neutral, I guess. Too much neutral. I prefer sticking to mainstream news sources as they are more reliable. I don't listen to news sources, so neutral. Throwing a barbecue with friends is one of my favorite activities. Never done that, so I have to disagree. I have often been called a conspiracy theorist. Disagree. I strive to embody compassion, empathy, and intuition. Yes, or I strongly agree with that. Now, am I actually, you know, embodying those things? Maybe not. I don't know. I like to think I am, but maybe I'm not. Maybe that's not how I come off. But I truly like to see through other people's eyes and shoes and just like to be in their spot. And that's the best way to feel that way. That's the best way to feel those emotions, because if you can see where they're coming from, even if it's a mean person, a person who's being an asshole, why are they being mean? Did they grow up like that? Were they abused when they were a kid, or are they just like that? You know, if that's the case, then it's hard to find empathy for those people. But people who have been through a lot and clearly their trauma has affected the way they communicate with people and are just the way they talk, like, I could see empathy with that. You know, I feel for them. But, you know, when someone's just completely gone, like, they're just evil and they have no reason to be, then where are you supposed to find empathy for that? That usually there's always a reason for it. But I guess psychopaths, I don't know, maybe it seems like there always had to be some sort of trauma back then. So I don't know. I can't speak on everybody though, but that's usually the case. But yeah, I've been through so much now. So like, I feel for everyone. It kind of hurts, like, just seeing, you know, the innocent children in Gaza, the, you know, the Israel Palestine war shit going on right now. It's like, it sucks that they have to go through that shit. And I started crying for them. Because it was just too overwhelming, because it's just like, why are they doing that? And then now Iran and Israel, like, bro, what the fuck? And Russia and Ukraine, I mean, there's no point in that. Like, what the hell? Russia could clearly dominate Ukraine. Like, I don't know why. They're only holding it out probably because the United States is just, they just gave them more money. Like, oh my God, what the hell are we doing? They have no chance. They have no chance. Russia's just like, hey, we're gonna keep this going. We're losing, like, what, I don't know, a couple million dollars. I don't know how much they're losing, but they're probably not even losing that much. It's the U.S. is losing more than whatever Russia's losing, because if Russia wanted to win, they would win right away. They're purposely doing it until the I guarantee when the election is over this year, the war will be like, okay, we're done, and then Russia will be like, we'll just destroy Ukraine. I don't know, or maybe they won't, but it's just stupid. It's been going on for a while now. So yeah, I mean, we know Russia has had ties to the United States, and it not very good ties. I'll say that, not very good ties, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, no problems occur with that. That's the one country I'm worried about, that in China, two countries I am deeply afraid of. But you know, US, we're a pretty good country, I'd say, with our faults, but yeah, no, I don't mind living here, but that's coming from a straight white male, so that's a different story. But yeah, I could see why people who are not, like, not me, that why they would hate it here. But yeah, I can see that's where the empathy comes from. I do have the empathy for people who are different skin colors and different races and whatever it may be. I could see why they might be having a terrible time in America, because they don't really, there's some people that are not given a chance. I mean, I was given the least amount of chance I could for my position. You know, I was poor, you know, had food stamps, grew up in a Section 8 apartment. It wasn't the lowest of the low, but it was pretty low. And I knew I had to work for the rest of my life to keep money coming in. So I did have that little chance. But people who are just born into just terrible situations, it's just, you feel bad for them. And America's definitely not good for that. But hey, nowadays, grab a microphone, computer, hey, you can even steal it if you want. I don't know. If you wanted to start something, like, you can easily make a podcast. You could easily go on YouTube. But if you're on the streets or something, clearly you can't do that. But there's always a chance out there, at least, I think. There's always a chance. But yeah, some people are just born into terrible situations, and I feel terribly sorry for them. But Oinky. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I said, but I call Ozzy Oinky a lot. And Oinksy, Smoinksy, Boinky Oinky. Yeah. I have resigned myself to the fact that the world is a messed up place. Oh, I think everyone has. It seems like most people I interact with are dismissive, apathetic, or downright cruel. Most people, I don't know about most people, but there's a lot, like half the people I've noticed that people just say whatever they want without worrying about, you know, who might be affecting someone. Now, you don't have to be a sensitive snowflake, but, you know, you should be compassionate for people. And I think people are just, there's a lot, especially on Twitter, right as you open the app, I mean, it's just like fights, brawls, people getting in arguments over Trump and Biden, sports debates, Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Dude, everything is just a fight. It's like there's always two sides, and there's always 50% of people on one side, 50% on the other, or at least close to it. And it's just so stupid. Like, don't even get involved in that. Like, that's why I hate that. That's why I refuse to, like, go full-time on Twitter, because it's just, it's so dirty on there. It's the worst thing. Now, Instagram, not a lot better, but I don't see it nearly as much as what I see on Twitter. Twitter is just like a hellhole. It really is. All right, so I would have to slightly agree, since I think a lot of people are, but not most. But yeah, I'll never give up on my dreams. There's a couple dreams you have to give up on, but the ones that I'm thinking of, I won't give up on them. I believe the only limits are the ones you set for yourself. I agree. And then there's also the limits of the law. You don't want to, you know, if you want to do something that breaks the law, then hey, you might have limits there, but I'll mostly agree with that. I will never settle for mediocrity. That's a tough one. I would think I would settle sometimes, maybe, because sometimes you just, if you really want to get something done and you just can't do it, and you've tried and tried, then you might have to settle for it. But most things, especially on my channel, I try to make it as good as I can. So I'd have to mostly agree with that. I often compare myself to others, which makes me feel inadequate and unhappy. I'd have to agree. I think I compare my... Now, sometimes I compare myself and I think I'm better than some people, but also there's a lot of... Most people I think I'm worse than. I just feel like I can't... You know, I'm not as good, but I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. Like, they walk in the store, they think they're, you know, they're all handsome and pretty, good looking, you know, and people are walking around, you're like, I'm the best motherfucker in this store. No, but and then you see Bradley Cooper walk in, you're like, okay, I'm the second best. No, but yeah, this is why social media is bad, because you see a bunch of good looking people on there. That's all it is. It's the looks of people, and like, damn, you're like, man, I wish I could look like that. But hey, you got it. You got to be comfortable in who you are, or else you're never going to be happy. And that's just what you got to do, or else it's going to be stuck forever. And it's, Ozzy's got the zoomies. He's got the big zoomies. You're just not going to be happy. And it's sad that we have to live like this. Cause social media is such a big part of our lives that it's going to be hard to get rid of. But if you set your mind to it, you could do it. You know, it's just like a drug addiction. You know, it's going to be hard to stop doing it, but you can, you know, it's not impossible. But yeah, there's a lot of people in life that are definitely living a better life than me. I cannot disagree with that. But for what I'm living, for what I could have been, I think I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. Feels like I'm always going through a dark period. You know, that's a tough one to say too, because I don't know. Because usually there's always dark periods. Yeah, like literally you only get like a couple weeks of just good things happening to you, and then there's just like a cloud that comes over you and just starts raining for a while. So I have to be slightly agree on that, I think. Especially nowadays, I think, yeah. I often doubt myself. Slightly disagree. I doubt myself sometimes, but not a lot. I'm usually cheerful and in a good mood. If this was a couple months ago, this definitely would have been a disagree. But right now, I think it's mostly neutral. I mean, I'm just mostly neutral all the time, you know. So that's in between good and bad. I think a lot about the inevitability of death and the cruelty of the world. Yeah, it's scary. I think, well, if you... The problem is that we don't know what happens when we die. Like, there's a couple, there's things that people believe, like, or they believe in God or whatever, and, you know, believe in nothingness or reincarnation, heaven, hell, you know, it's just, you don't know. It's, you just gotta, I don't know. That's why I'm thinking, like, if I die or before I die, I hit the DMT, I, like, break through while I'm dying, and I'd be stuck in the DMT realm forever. That'd be kind of cool, right? No, but that could just be, we could be in a DMT trip right now, you know, if it's in our brains, and you know, DMT seems to, you know, make time go by really, really slow and feel like an actual whole life went by. Like, you gotta wonder if we are in one, and, you know, we're just living in it, and we're just, I don't know, maybe we are DMT, could be, I have no idea. I want a partner who is a strong protector and a stable provider. Well, I guess I would agree with that. You know, there's a strong protector. Usually, you know, I got to be the protector in the household. But yeah, no, if they want to protect too, hey, you can't go wrong with this. Stable provider. I wouldn't say I would make enough money to, you know, provide for both of us to live happily. But definitely for me and myself, of course. But you know, that they got to work too, I guess. A stable provider, not a crazy job or anything, just something, you know. But yeah. So, hey, if you find a person that has a really good job and is a very strong person, take it. All right, but that was the last question. So let's see what we got. Wait, I got the traditional wife one too. Oh my god. Oh, I'm 40% NPC. That's pretty good. Okay, well, okay, so that's not that good, but compared to everything else, that's not bad. 50% Wojak. I mean, what the hell, you know? Doomer girl. I don't know how I got Doomer girl, but probably because the fucking cruelty of the world. Chudjack. I think I mostly fit in with this person right here, the Yes Chad. You know, that's me. I definitely do not fit in with the NPC. I honestly don't even know what a chud jack is. I didn't even know that was a thing. And then this one, I forgot what this one means too, but I'm 63% of it. So that, I wonder, which one does this mean? I'm going to look it up. Soy jack. Lacking masculine characteristics. Damn, that's sad. I guess I'm lacking masculine characteristics. At least I have 37% masculine characteristics, but that's probably because I have, you know, I selected the empathy. People who are very masculine, they ain't got no empathy. But I'm going to look up what the chud jack is too, because I want to know. Chuds. Let's see here. What the hell? Where am I going? Why can't they just say it? Okay. Chud is a slang term used online that generally refers to a dislikable person. Okay, well, that's good. I only got 29% of that. Chud is also someone who exists for far outside social norms and not in a good way. Chud also stands for cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. Yeah, that's... I'd have to agree with that. But yeah... I mean, it's about what I thought, you know. I'm kind of wish my NPC was lower, but and the soy jack was lower. I feel like I'm definitely not the most masculine person in the world, but I think it's around 50-50 because I can be around certain things. It's just like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Mostly women are the ones that have empathy for people. And, you know, it's just because when you're a man, you live in a masculine world and you gotta set up this fucking face to show in front of other men because they're thinking the exact same thing as you. That's what's so great about The Sopranos. There's so much fucking metaphors and stuff about masculinity. And they just try to so hard to be like these big, you know, big mobsters who just kill people all the time, but really they're just deep down depressed, sad, anxious little pieces of shit. That's what they are, and that's what probably most men are. Now, except that one guy who models, that he's the handsome man, not the Giga Chad, but him too. He's the one who's like, he became a meme, another meme, not from that, but he's pretty muscular. He's always in videos, and yeah, I forgot his name, but That guy's masculine, but who knows? Maybe he has problems too. Maybe he does. He just covers it with his big muscles. But all right. I hope you enjoyed that. I thought that was actually pretty good. But now that we're done, I'm glad that that we can go on and do something else next time. Let me know in the comments what you want me to do next. Probably won't do the frightening trip reports yet. That'll be the one after the next video. But I gotta think of something to do. But yeah, if you got any suggestions for the podcast or anything, just leave it in the comment section below. And don't be afraid to give this video a like. But also, don't be afraid not to give this video a like. Just be like, hey, maybe I'll give it a like, maybe I won't. You don't have to, but you have to, but you don't have to, you know? All right.